Kibbe, Virgua, and Hackfleisch, and Rice.
Reda Dabar works in the kitchen of Kreuzberger Himmel, Berlin's first Syrian restaurant run almost entirely by refugees. The 32-year-old from Damascus is preparing the yogurt and mint sauce that's served with a Syrian staple dish, kibbe, fried meatballs made with ground lamb and bulgur, a favorite among the guests and a comfort food that reminds him of the home he fled 3 years ago. For Reda, the job is like therapy.
Without work, I was always stressed, feeling bad. Now it's a bit better, because I have work and I earn my own money. I'm looking for a new flat, and now that I have work, I don't think it will be a problem.
Reda needs a bigger flat because he's hoping his wife and two children will soon be able to join him. A new family reunification law that came into effect in August allows for 1,000 migrants a month to be reunited with their immediate relatives. Andreas Tölke, the founder of Kreuzberger Himmel, has been helping refugees navigate German bureaucracy, arranging accommodation and work since 2015. The former journalist turned charity worker says he came up with the idea for the restaurant after being invited for dinner every time he fixed someone up with a place to live.
And it was overwhelming, the cuisine and the hospitality, so we thought, if these people who arrive here are such great hosts, much better than the Germans are basically, why not opening up a restaurant? And then it took a really long time and negotiations and whatsoever. But basically we did it to give even the Germans the opportunity to get in touch with refugees, because everybody's talking about refugees, nobody knows them.
The restaurant employs more than 10 people from Syria, Afghanistan, Iran and Pakistan. Some are experienced, but none have professional qualifications that are recognized in Germany. The idea is to train them here. Yasan works behind the bar. He started an apprenticeship in catering 8 months ago. The 24-year-old fled Damascus in 2012 to avoid military conscription. He's been given an opportunity here that he might not have had elsewhere, because he knows he still needs to improve his German.
The German language is so hard for me. I don't know, I just in the morning try to study like... Just I'm trying for the first 10 minutes, I will go crazy. I don't know why.
It's not easy to learn German, but you have the opportunity to learn German here.
Yeah.
Refugees are required to attend 600 hours of German lessons as part of a government integration course that usually lasts 6 months. Yasan isn't the only one finding it difficult to learn the language. 50% fail the basic German test at the end, according to a recent report by the Federal Office of Migration and Refugees. But still, integration into the labour market is working much better than most experts predicted. A quarter of those who fled Germany since 2015 are now employed, most of them in low-skilled jobs. But especially for young people willing to learn a trade, there are plenty of opportunities. The doomsday scenario of 1 million unemployed refugees hasn't come true.
So I'm just here right now. I tried everything to help my family, but it's really hard because they are...
Marinaya Saoud, a 19-year-old Syrian who fled to Berlin alone, has just finished an internship here. It helped her land a three-year apprenticeship at Berlin's largest hotel.
And is this what you've always wanted to do, is to work in hospitality, in restaurants and hotels?
Yes, it was a dream for me. I worked also in Syria in restaurant with my parents because they had also a restaurant. But it was hard for a girl to work in a restaurant or a hotel in our culture in Syria and like this. So here in Germany, there's a lot of chances for everybody. I found my dream and now I start the first step.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön.
Danke. Danke.
The restaurant is slowly filling up. It's an impressive turnout for a weeknight. Many guests have read about it in the newspaper and have come to show their support. Given the way anti-immigrant sentiments have been stoked recently, Renate Siat says she made a point of bringing her whole family here to celebrate her 80th birthday. Having fled Berlin during the war, she empathizes with those fleeing conflict today.
Dabei sind wir nach dem Krieg alle irgendwie Flüchtlinge gewesen und waren froh, dass...
We were all refugees after the war, and we were happy that people in other parts of Germany took us in. The Syrians have lost everything. We want to help them.
Toke wants the restaurant to be a place where Germans and refugees can get to know each other. His team has worked hard to make the food and the service stand out. If they succeed, the Kreuzberger Himmel may become a stepping stone for many more migrants trying to make a go of it in Germany. Mike Mühlberger, DW, Berlin.